This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Move over Amazon haul videos. Hashtag sustainability is on trend now. With 8,000 followers on TikTok and more than 31,000 views for just one video, BYOC Co. is providing a new sustainable service for Ann Arborites and visitors. BYOC stands for Bring Your Own Container. The store is a dreamy space nestled on Liberty Street in Ann Arbor, tucked underground. It's light and airy down there, with a similar vibe to a bulk food store, but for home good products. With skincare and soaps in fun colors and an extensive recycling program, BYOC Co. is a new take on accessible sustainability. Its proprietor is Emma Hess, and she joins us today. Hi, Emma. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Can you give us the snapshot history of the store?
Absolutely. I graduated from the University of Michigan last May, and I took a leap of faith and started doing pop-ups in August of 2020. And we've really just developed and come into our own with providing a service like this, where folks can come in and bring their own containers from home, or they can grab one from our purchase shelf or a free shelf. And they can refill on household cleaning and personal care products that are eco-friendly and plastic-free. And we also have tons of other solid options and zero-waste essentials in the store.
You have some products that people will immediately know what to do with, like dishwasher powder sold in bulk. And you've got a range of soap bars and shampoo bars and conditioner bars sold without plastic packaging that, even if people haven't used them before, I'm thinking it's not going to be too hard for them to figure them out. But what interests me about what you're doing is trying to include products that people may not have used in quite this way before, like Castile soap, which it turns out you can use for about 50 different things. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why it represents a choice that goes beyond just buying without packaging?
Absolutely. I think it is really great for people to sort of open their mind to options of how to use one products for multiple things within the home. It also helps a lot of people save money because you can, you know, buy in bulk and then dilute your Castile soap into something that can be used for shampoo or for your all-purpose cleaner. Or I've had many people come in and say, hey, I use this as my shampoo, as my body wash. I use this as my hand soap, my dish soap. And that in itself is being resourceful and versatile. And I think it is really cool to see what people can do. But because a lot of the time when we look at zero waste and we look at buying things in bulk, especially when they're a higher quality product like ours, it can get expensive. And I think when you look at it in a way of how can I basically push my products to their limit? How can I, you know, make sure that I'm getting the most out of it? And that is one of the ways that a lot of folks do that.
How did you get dialed into thinking about packaging and its effects on the environment?
It all started when I bought a shampoo bar from Lush. And I went in and I thought it was the coolest concept. I loved that I didn't have to buy a bottle. And I've heard someone say that they referred to when you go to the grocery store and you just buy a bottle off the shelf, whether it's laundry detergent or shampoo or conditioner, you're essentially buying your trash. You're purchasing the product, but you're buying the trash that you have to throw away as well. Because obviously we're in an interesting state of the world right now where recycling is becoming less and less common and more expensive. So when we think about purchasing something on the shelf, we're not automatically thinking about what impact that might make in the long run, because in reality, only 9% of plastic containers have been recycled since recycling began. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the demand for recycled products is low because it's cheaper to make things out of plastic. And so when you eliminate the need for plastic, when you do something like shampoo bars or solid dish soap, you are creating an entire new market where plastic doesn't even have a a need, a demand, and you're, because when I started thinking of all the things that I could use at home that were just bars of soap, essentially, my waste reduced incredibly. Basically everything in my shower is a bar. I have bar soap. I use a bar like facial cleanser, my shampoo and conditioner bars. We use solid dish soap in our kitchen. So we're not throwing anything away when those are done. And when you make that transition, you will see an incredible difference.
Your store also has a recycling station. There was this period when China stopped taking quite a lot of the plastic and paper that it used to take from the U.S. that completely threw recycling markets into chaos. Can you catch us up as to where things stand right now? Where do the products that you recycle end up?
So we work with a social enterprise called TerraCycle, and they are located in New Jersey. And they not only do free recycling programs, but they also have these boxes they call zero waste boxes for purchase. And so we do sort of a mix of both. And what they do with those products are, because of really what, you know, what you're talking about with the state of recycling, it's really difficult to upcycle products. So they do downcycle those products into you know, I've seen a lot of examples at schools where they turn, you know, plastic bottles and other things into benches, and they can really create a bunch of different things with it. And they're the only place that I've found that has accepted hard to recycle items and is recycling them at such an incredible rate and really pushing the boundaries for what we can recycle. And finally, my hoarding problem of keeping all the things, all my empties, turned into something where I could incorporate it into my own shop and take everyone's empties of things and pack up that box and ship it out to New Jersey and see those, you know, have a second life. And it's been so encouraging seeing how many customers who are embracing that concept as well.
Emma, it's hard to find somebody who isn't interested in doing something to help the planet right now, but all things do have their price. Do you worry that zero waste living is still the domain of people who have a specialty store or a co-op, an organic grocer or something in their area, and who can afford a $10 shampoo bar?
I think about this all the time, and mostly because I was in the same position when I was starting to transition to lower waste. I was still in college and, you know, the typical student who didn't have a lot of money to spend on extra things. Of course, there are certain things that are more of an investment upfront, like menstrual cups and compost bins and things like that, that will exist for many, many years. And therefore, the investment makes sense. But then there are things like kind of what you just mentioned, a shampoo bar and other things where you're buying these on a month-to-month basis. The barriers to entry definitely are something that are on my mind, and I want it to be more accessible. And I would love to create a guide or a resource for folks who want to make changes that don't know how or don't feel like they can financially make those changes, because there are ways, and I do them all the time. You know, we sell Swedish dishcloths and reusable paper towels, but I at home, and I tell my customers all the time, hey, but if you have t-shirts at home that you're not using, that are, you've outgrown, they've got stains on them, turn them into your paper towels. There are ways to get around buying new things and still saving a ton of waste. But yeah, it's hard.
It seems like for every retailer like yourself that provides a sustainable option, there are 100 other big box stores or dollar stores whose shelves are packed with temptingly low-priced plastics. When you think about the mass market, what kinds of things might provoke change that would give people better options?
I think it all starts from the top. It's difficult within zero waste now because a lot of the responsibility lands on customers and on individuals. And that's not really fair because, you know, we are busy humans as individuals who have to go and do a lot of things. Parents, you know, there's so much going on. But when you give the responsibility, or when you put the responsibility on corporations that do create the products that we purchase at grocery stores, and we say, hey, we're not going to put up with how you're doing things, that's when things change. And that's when I also think, you know, for those that can afford to go to a shop and purchase package free, that's what makes the difference, because you're taking away your business from someplace else that's saying, we don't value our packaging. We don't value the types of ingredients that we're using, because it all goes into one. And I think we have to sort of ask nicely, but also ask urgently for corporations to make those changes. And then, and when they have been able to, they can scale so widely that they can afford to get those prices down. I mean, I always think of, you know, P&G, Unilever, brands like that, that do have the money to spend on things like this.
Emma Hess is the founder and owner of BYOC Company on Liberty in Ann Arbor. Emma, it's a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks for making some time.
Thank you so much. It was great.